I think on a national level, Fine Gael are doing well. It looks good throughout the country, as from what I can tell so far. In Donegal, it's different. We have two very good candidates running in this election, new candidates, and I suppose really they're up against very strong established candidates within this area. And as you know, there's a lot of good things going on in Donegal, but we've an awful lot of challenges here too. And it seems to be one of the main issues on the doorsteps. Like, the people are, I suppose, have the perception that government parties are in part responsible for that, and that's what we have to fight. And bringing two new candidates into the fold here now is proving a big challenge.
You say it's a government challenge, but it could very well be a Fine Gael loss to Fianna Fáil in this constituency if Fianna Fáil take two seats. So from that point of view, on the one hand it's an anti-government vote, but on the other hand the seat formerly held by Joe McHugh for Fine Gael could well go to Fianna Fáil, the government partners.
Well, there's a lot of boxes to be opened yet, and let's state that very clearly. The figures are tight. Sinn Féin are very strong, as we can see, as the boxes are being opened here. Fianna Fáil are doing okay, but you know, really, that last seat is going to be a real dogfight between any of four or five different candidates, as I see it.
John McNulty polling reasonably well in his own area around about Brockless, places like that, but not doing as well in other parts of the Donegal electoral area as you would have liked.
In the Donegal electoral area, yeah. John put in a very good campaign. You know, he's worked very hard on this along with his team. And, you know, I suppose going back to the established political figure of Thomas Pringle there, it seems to be doing well in some of the boxes where John would have expected to do better.
Would Noel Jordan have put him under pressure as well? They're not from the exact same area, but they're quite close.
Yeah, Noel would have a factor there too. So he would draw a wee bit from John's vote. But we'll just have to wait and see how it turns out. I think when we see the Sinn Féin transfers, no doubt Pearce and Podrick look like at this point in time that they are safe.
From the point of view of Senator Nikki Bradley, she was appointed to the Shannon in July. Realistically speaking, there was a summer break, the Shannon reconvened for about 2 weeks, and then it was smack into an election campaign. So she never really got the chance to establish herself as a senator, never really got a chance to establish herself in the public consciousness, really in the Donegal constituency. And from that point of view, maybe if she'd had a year, 2 years in the Shannon, it might have been a different story, but she hasn't done as well as she would have hoped.
Well, I can't disagree with you there. She, only 4 months ago, she was nominated by Simon Harris as the replacement to Regina Doherty in the Shannon after the European elections. And Nikki was absolutely, thrown in there, having done a huge amount of work in the past in terms of disability advocacy and various things like that. Really good, strong candidate. However, to establish yourself, you know, just you're getting to terms with being a senator, establishing what that entails and what the role entails, and you're thrown straight into a general election campaign. Difficult for anybody to do that. But Nikki's somebody who likes challenges. She's really good at facing things head on. So this is a challenge. And, you know, I'm not writing anything off at all yet. There's the final seat is still there. There'll be a dogfight for it, and I hope that, you know, the Fine Gael party will be in with a chance there. At this point in time, it's not looking good. But as I say, there's lots of boxes. You know, even within it's within the Milford area. There's still 9 boxes to open. There's only 6 boxes opened in the Donegal electoral area. Glenties hasn't, and it's just, I think, according to my stats, just one box open in Glenties and Ballybofey and Stranorra. So we're only into it, you know.
If it is the case, finally, if it is the case that Fine Gael find themselves in a position where you're going to be rebuilding for the next couple of years before the next local and general elections, do you hope that Nikki Bradley and John McNulty will stay in there to be part of that process, or is it going to be back to the drawing board?
I don't think it'll be back to the drawing board. Both candidates there have been involved. John has been involved with Fine Gael for quite a long time, and he's a good candidate. I think he'll continue to work for the party. Nikki will continue to be a senator until the end of this Shannon term. She will be a member of the parliamentary party, so we hope that Nikki will be able to build on the experience, and that's whether she remains a senator or whether she becomes a TD by the end of this weekend.